The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good 7:01 in the morning, and it's Friday. Yeah. Feel good Friday, or you can say TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. Yes, I know, we can't say those things, those seven words you can't say on television, but no, we're just doing our little thing here. So good to have you on this morning. As a matter of fact, we've got 10% off all North American Urban Spice products this week. It's your last day to order by phone at 877-817-9829 Central Time. We open up in 1 hour at the Power Mall. It's also your last chance to purchase our gardening products, getting 10% off our White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and the Willard Water Plant Catalyst, which I have a 32-ounce bottle of right here I'm holding up into the camera. For those of you, I've got another little demo I want to do as well for the Power Mall. And actually, I'm going to talk about the scientific end of things. We're going to have Christian Elliott on Deconstructing Conventional Medicine this morning, and I'm going to save that demo of something we have six of at the Power Mall, and that is the health point. We have one, and we use it. This is like being your own acupuncturist. Isn't that cool? You know the money you're going to save, huh? So the Power Mall has six of those health point kits in stock. So you need, this is a good addition to your home as far as getting rid of pain and dealing with other situations too. It's got a book, Mastering Acupuncture, and you're going to love it. Yes, I know it's a little pricey, but I bit the bullet, bought one, and we're happy we did. So, of course, now we also have the 20% off the Real Anthony Fauci book, as well as the Silver Shield sanitizer. You can save 30% on this puppy right here. It comes in a spray bottle. Good disinfectant. And, of course, your donations, helping to fund our shortwave frequency. You can either send them to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, or you can send them directly to WWCR at WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. In the form of a check, put the Power Hour in the memo line so it's credited to the right account. And that's what keeps our shortwave on the air. So the other thing that we do, too, if you want to donate $100 or more, we're going to send you this coffee mug right here. Joyce Riley Commemorative Edition Knowledge is Power coffee mug. Power logo on the back, Joyce Riley in the front, Constitution flag. Remind you how patriotic you are when you have coffee with Joyce in the morning. Gotta love that. All right, Christian Elliott be joining us at the top of next hour. That's what the plans are. Deconstructing conventional medicine should be interesting. Yeah, it just raises an eyebrow, like our top five stories this morning. Oh, you know what? The political theater continues. Representative Lauren Boebert, you know, she has this shootersgrill.com. For those of you that have internet and want to go check it out, she owns Shooters Grill in Rifle, Colorado. It's amazing. Shooters Grill, Rifle, Colorado. And the police chief hangs out there and has lunch there, says, man, it's one of the best places in town and probably the safest because all the waitresses are packing sidearms. Well, Lauren Boebert just announced she's filed new articles of impeachment against President Biden. Yeah, that's what she says. She called him President Joe Biden. Okay, I want to make that clear so you don't get mad at me because I'm just reading what she said. And, of course, she did it in light of a border crisis and alleged bribery scheme. And she's filed the articles of impeachment now in this Congress, just as she did in the last one, but did it in a very special way. This time she was sure to draft it so it could be brought up as a privileged resolution on the House floor at any time, what she's saying. Well, given the political theater that's going on right now and how everybody just dislikes what Biden is doing right now, might be even worse, you know, if it personally affected their lives. But, you know, all these media people out there that just want to sit there and give him kudos and accolades. Oh, they got another guest coming. You know, when it backs up on their doorstep, we call those people NIMBYs, not in my backyard. See, then things change, attitudes change, and people are like, whoa, wait a minute. The U.S. government has been hit in a global hacking campaign. Multiple agencies have been affected by this. It exploited a vulnerability in widely used software yesterday. The Center, or Executive Assistant Director for Cybersecurity at CISA, said in a statement several federal agencies have been compromised after the discovery of a vulnerability in the file transfer software MoveIt. CISA didn't identify the affected agencies or specify how they were affected. Yeah, you see, and this is why they do what they do. They let you know it happened, but they don't want to give you any more details. Now, how do we take that? Do we take that as, oh, goody, goody, why didn't you just shut down the whole government? Come on, hackers, you're not trying hard enough. Why didn't you just shut down the whole government? See, when they don't tell you all the facts and they don't tell you who the affected agencies were, I mean, it's like the story is of little use or consequence other than the fact they got hacked. Whoop-de-doo. Like, we're supposed to care? It's our tax dollars they're throwing away. They don't care. Why should we care if half their government goes away because of a cyber attack? Why should we care? They don't care about us. Turnabout's fair play, don't you think? I mean, it's after all, it's what's fair, Obama. What's fair? Remember that little thing you used to say? Fair. Yeah, it's equity. Hey, as long as they can come in and spy and hack on us, you guys deserve the same thing. It's only fair. Right, Obama? It's fair. That's the word he used to like throw out there all the time. Libtards all do it. It's fair. What's fair? That's not fair. Hey, turnabout's fair play. Fair play. We got a recall warning you should be aware of. If you like strawberries and you're out buying the frozen crap in the stores instead of the fresh stuff, the FDA expanded a recall of frozen strawberries due to a potential contamination of hepatitis A. Yeah, this made the top five news stories this morning because on Monday, Willamette Valley Fruit Company, based in Oregon, announced the recall of frozen strawberries that are sold at Walmart, Costco, and HEB retail stores under the names Raider Farms Organic at Costco and HEB, as well as Great Value at Walmart. Oh, it's a great value, all right. Now, our woke Walmart is going to give you a case of hepatitis A. Strawberries were grown in Mexico. The FDA notice said that Walmart locations across the U.S. sold the Great Value strawberries, while the impacted products were sold at Costco stores in Colorado, Texas, Arizona, and California between October 3rd of last year and June 8th of this year. List of products, lot numbers, best by dates available on the FDA's recall website. We have a link there. I mean, if you have to go online somewhere and look it up, if you went out and bought some of these frozen garbage and you don't have access, you might want to go to the library and go to the FDA's website and look up the recall. Hepatitis A is a contagious liver disease that results from exposure to the virus. It can range from a mild illness lasting a few weeks to a serious illness lasting several months. Common vector for the virus is via contaminated food. Huh. Do you remember the Tylenol scare back in the 80s in Kansas City where people took Tylenol that was tainted? Makes you wonder if it wasn't intentional, huh? Somebody says, hey, here's fun. You know, are they investigating that? Nobody's saying anything about it. How do you get a contagious virus if their stuff is so good? Their products are so good, they're great value. They're so good. I can't shop at Walmart anymore. I'm sorry. Can't do it. They're woke. But now they got this crap on their store shelves. And they expect you to buy it. Great value. Yes, great for value. Yes, that's what they say over in the UK. So, you know, you go get yourself a dose of Hep A, right? This is one of the reasons why we talk about these recall warnings, and this made today's top five news stories. Because we want to make sure that you continue to feel good and not bad. Because Hep A, boy, that can really pack a punch. The House of Representatives voted yesterday to approve a bill that could significantly shift federal regulatory authority away from the executive branch to Congress. Lawmakers voted for the Separation of Powers Restoration Act, known as SUPRA. And guess what the vote was? 220 to 211. Most Republicans voted in favor of the measure. Most Democrats voted against the measure. Biden says he'll veto it. Okay. Whoop-de-doo. Yep. Like, that's going to matter. Tit for tat. How much time did Congress waste debating this? Huh? How much of our tax dollars they get paid to sit around, think up stuff like this, and waste our money? H.R. 288 would authorize federal courts to review agency rules and decide all relevant questions of law, including the interpretation of constitutional and statutory provisions and rules, without deferring to previous legal determinations by the agency. So basically what it means is if the agency comes up with something that may infringe on your rights, the courts have the power, according to this bill, to strip away at those agency rules and say, sorry, can't enforce them. Did that sound like something that would work for you? Well, Biden doesn't care because he's already said he's going to veto it. If it gets to his desk, it's got to get past the Senate first. Oh, good luck with that. More political theater. And here's something interesting about non-compete clauses. Tucker Carlson has launched on Twitter our last of the top five stories. Fox News, basically. There's this stuff that crawls across the screen if you ever watch Fox News on TV. And anything that pops up on the screen underneath that's got words on it, it's produced by a generator, a word generator called Chiron. Just so you know, I got to explain it. Because it is a broadcast term when somebody says, hey, did you see the Chiron? And you're going, huh? What's that? No, it's the stuff that flashes under the screen that said, wannabe dictator Biden. And it's got a picture of Trump and Biden both giving speeches simultaneously. Biden in the White House sitting there shaking his finger, mad, evil. He's a dirty old man. Remember that Beatles song, Mean Mr. Mustard? Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Episode 4, Wannabe Dictator, hit Twitter this morning. And because of that Chiron that called Biden a wannabe dictator, the producer was forced to resign. But then when he said, well, I'll give my 2 weeks, they said, no, you'll clean out your desk right away. So you don't really know whether or not the producer that was responsible for that 27-second Chiron put up on the screen that called Biden a wannabe dictator, you don't know whether or not that was whether he was fired or whether he quit. We don't know. But what Tucker did was turned around in 13 minutes and 2 seconds and indirectly implied the obvious. And that's all the things that he said. No, Joe Biden's not a dictator, because if he was, he'd be doing this. And he shows all the stuff other dictators are doing that smack of what Biden is doing right now. I thought it was very creative what he did. Man, I'm telling you. And see, what's Fox going to do about it? Fox has a lot of PR problems right now. Man, if MSDNC is beating out Fox in media ratings, Fox is in trouble. Yeah, they might be able to sell their network in a fire sale. But, you know, they're woke too. You know, now we're finding all about how much they endorse LGBTQ, which is Let's Get Biden to Quit. For those of you that need help remembering that acronym, that's what you can use it for. And so you got all this. See, like I said, this government is just begging to be made fun of because it is a joke. And jokes are what you use to make fun of things. It's satirical in many ways. In other ways, it gets a message across. That's exactly what Tucker was doing. And of course, that was what I was talking about the non-compete clause. If Fox really went after him in a lawsuit, trying to shut him up to enforce the contract, and he said, hey, that's a violation of my rights to free speech. You know, non-compete contracts are very difficult to enforce. And what would really be bad is Fox, if they tried to enforce that non-compete and shut Tucker up until December of next year. No. Fox would have a PR crisis of magnanimous proportions. I mean, their ratings would tank. People would say, okay, that's it. They attack one of their own. They cut him loose. And now they continue to beat on him and attack him after they cut him loose. And he gets 100 million views on every single one of these things. And what does Fox get? Squat. His little Twitter video is getting more airplay than Fox News does. And even their primetime shows. Man, you just got to love it. What happens? The blowback on stuff like this. So we bring it up because every day that Tucker comes out with an episode, we're going to put it up here because I want you to understand what freedom of speech is all about, because that is what people fought and died for all the way from the Revolutionary War forward. And to think next Monday is a federal holiday, Juneteenth. Yeah. See what you talk about, Willis. Yeah. Juneteenth. That's when all of us were free from slavery. I got news for you people out there that are celebrating it as a federal holiday. We're all slaves to the rhythm here in America. I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body. We all are in bondage over something, folks. Could be debt, could be any number of things. We're all not alone in this. We got bills and no way to pay them, right? Is that how it works? With many of you, it does. I mean, here we have a housing market that is getting ready. It is now, Adam Data reports, is moving into a major slowdown. So if that is not, I mean, look at interest rates. The reason people aren't borrowing money is because the Fed keeps jacking up interest rates, which basically imposes slavery on all of us. Because now we're not free to do what we want to get out of bondage. This is not a good thing because everybody's running scared. Well, I'm not. I'm talking it up. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
Moving along for Friday.
Yeah, there you go, Friday. Hey, that can't be me, what you're talking about, being trapped in the wrong body, brother. I don't know how to dance.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just move it. Hold on, I'm on camera here doing this number. For those watching me on camera, I'm doing the old chuck and jive routine, you know what I mean? You know.
Yeah. Hey Dave, would you say that the people running this country are mentally deranged? Would you say that that's an accurate analogy?
Yeah. Somebody in the background's going, "Daddy, don't say that." no, I don't think they're mentally deranged. I think they know the obvious. I really do. I think that these people that are running this country right now are perfectly incapable of doing a right job, which is like that old saying, if you want to let, you know, everything fall apart, let the government do it. So, you know, we have a Congress that is totally dysfunctional. And by example, as well as the executive branch, which is also dysfunctional, by example, they're leading this country into the toilet. And every other country in the world is looking at us laughing at our government and how we, the people, aren't revolting. And I'm like, you know, that's an interesting perspective. How many veterans that are out there that actually raised their right hand like you and I did and took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And yet we're just kind of sitting back, Biden, our time. I think the people that are running this country need to take a civil service exam so they can completely understand what the Constitution is, because it's obvious they didn't learn it in civics class in high school.
No, they definitely didn't learn yet. And you know what it is? I walk around sometimes, I don't know whether to cry or keep from laughing my head off, but both at the same time, it's absolute insanity.
Yep, I get that. I know exactly what you're feeling. You defended this country, and this is what you have to look forward to?
Yeah, this is what you have to look forward to, yeah. Also, Dave, real quick, are there any corporations or any companies that you know of are standing up and saying boldly right now that we are not going to go woke? We're standing by the patriots. We're standing by the veterans. We're standing by this country. We are not going to go woke at all costs. Do you know of any that have that frame of mind right now?
Yeah, there are a few. My son brought it up this morning in a conversation I had with him before I went on the air. And he has talked to several corporations that are not woke, that won't capitulate to this, and all of them are mom and pop organizations. That is where you're going to find the true dyed-in-the-wool, hardline Americans.
It really is a sad state, isn't it? All right, Dave, thank you for your time. God bless you, man. Have a good weekend.
Bless you too, sir. You too. Thank you. And have fun with the fam. Appreciate that. Moving on to world news here. U.S., Britain, Denmark, and the Netherlands rush fresh air defense aid to Ukraine. Fresh air defense. What, did somebody break wind? Oh, man, somebody broke wind. Oh, far out, man. Hey, what's that smell, man? Oh, that's the new emergency military aid package for Ukraine, man. Yeah, okay. Yeah, hundreds of short and medium-range air defense missiles and associated systems being delivered to protect Ukraine's critical national infrastructure. They really have that over there? Half of it's been wiped out. Oh, that's why we need to keep pushing this war, because we're going to fight Putin. Oh, wow. And see, you know, we just told you what the head of Belarus said about the use of nuclear weapons yesterday. You only have to put one into downtown Kyiv, Ukraine, and you're going to send a big message, because it'll happen so fast that even Zelensky himself won't be able to stop it. And Zelensky will probably go whoosh and vaporize with the rest of them. You see, that's how fast Russia knows it could end this thing if it wanted to. But no, they're letting all these countries, including the United States, turn over all their weapons and all their arms and all their surplus and everything else over to Ukraine to further this nonsense in the form of a new emergency military aid package. Yeah, well, like I said, Ukraine used to be a part of Russia. Russia doesn't want Ukraine joining NATO. And they keep inching closer and closer to making that happen. Oh, well, this is why we have Nuke Protect at the Power Mall. Need to start taking it. I do. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, like he's somebody, yesterday demanded the world start phasing out oil, coal, and natural gas or gas energy sources with immediate effect, further cautioning fossil fuel companies to cease and desist measures that aim to kneecap climate progress. All right, so here's Scott's honor right there. Read between the lines, Mr. Guterres. This is what we think of you and your kind, your ilk. Yeah, you cannot phase out fossil fuels. We have enough to last way longer than you are going to be alive. What are you worried about? Well, we gotta, oh, God's chilling, gotta have a home. Uh-huh, okay. There's a real problem. Mr. Guterres is representing the New World Order. We'll just say no. Good idea. You see, this is how bad things can get right now in the world. New Zealand's government data agency Stats NZ released gross domestic product figures yesterday that showed the economy slipped into a recession in the first quarter of this year. And why was that? Because of all of the years of lockdowns. Now they've created a technical recession. Yeah, you lock a country down for 3 years, and what do you think's going to happen? What do you think's happening to this country? Oh, did they do this so that all the major corporations could come in? Think about it. Because you got all the major corporations, they survived all this because they were in on it. And all the mom and pops, they went after. Even Abbott in Texas did this. Shut down all the bars. And see, here's the thing. People are going back to drinking alcohol and going to the bars and buying more booze. Why are people drinking more alcohol? Is it because they're depressed? Moderation, folks. Don't get caught in that trap. Not good for the health. Occasional once, twice, don't just get drunk every day because it's not going to stop the problem. This is where you have to get active and you got to, you know, say a prayer in the morning like we always do and pray for this country to recover from the idiots that are running it. Be glad you're not in the UK right now, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. But Boris! But is it Natasha? You get moose, I get squirrel. Yeah, Boris, what do they call him, Bojo? It's like Hojo for Howard Johnson's. We used to call it Hojo. Now they call him Bojo. He claims political assassination as the committee rules he misled Parliament over Partygate. See, they got nothing better to do. See what I mean about these governments? Yeah, they got their little kangaroo courts and whatever. This goes on everywhere, not just the United States of America. Yeah, in the House. Yeah, this is the House of Uncommons. That's what I call them, not the House of Commons. nothing is common there at all. American women, by the way, two young American citizens were sexually assaulted and then thrown into a ravine at the world famous Neuschwanstein Castle. The attack killing one and seriously injuring the other. A man sexually assaulted two women at a scenic spot closely overlooking the famous castle in Schwingau, Germany, on Wednesday evening, according to a report in Germany's Welt. The man led the two women on a walking trail under the pretext of going to a good viewpoint to enjoy a vista of the castle. Then he attacked them and threw them off into a ravine. Yep, the fairy tale castle. You really got to be paying attention to where you're going and what you're doing. But everybody says, oh, well, I only got one life to live. I might as well go on vacation. Well, you just never know what's going to happen, do you? But thought you ought to know. North Texas town of Perryton, this is north of Amarillo, was struck by one or more tornadoes, inflicted damage to homes in a mobile home park. Yep. Three people dead, 75 injured. It was pretty sad. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what the Pentagon leak suspect is facing right now. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Stay with us for these important messages, and we'll be right back with more news and your phone calls.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us for this segment. We've got 10% off all North American Herb and Spice products this week. Power Mall opens in a half hour. It's your last chance to purchase our gardening products. You can get 10% off of White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and Willard Water Plant Catalyst, 20% off the Real Anthony Fauci book, and 30% off the Silver Shield Sanitizer. Of course, your donations are appreciated by snail mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can, here's another interesting thing. We have people that are actually purchasing the $269 shipping included RickSatelliteUSA.com satellite system. And we're giving them away for people that write us and let us know why they deserve one. So some people actually are calling Rick and saying, hey, I want to buy one of these systems so you can give it away on the Power Hour. Rick loves that idea. Rick Kaler does. You can call him at 816-228-1801 if you have a question about the satellite dishes, because not everybody can use them. Got to have a straight line to the south, straight shot up in the sky to aim to the satellite to the south. Otherwise, you can't use it. So if you are interested, you can write us and let us know. Support at thepowerhour.com. Let us know why you deserve one of the satellite systems from RickSatelliteUSA.com. And, of course, he's got the website by that name. And so, it's another great way to listen to the Power Hour, many of the ways that you have to listen to us, and we appreciate that. Let's see what else is happening here. We already told you about all the gobbledygook going on in D.C., And we were mentioning before the break, talking about Jack Teixeira. He's the leak suspect. He has now been charged with 6 counts of retention and transmission of classified documents related to national defense, according to the DOJ. He was just indicted by a federal grand jury. So he's got 6 counts instead of 37 like Trump does for classified documents. But you see, the stuff that he leaked, people are paying attention. Oh, let's go north of the border. George Frein, my good buddy out there, former show host of the Power Hour. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. What is this, the eve of destruction? So, you know, we're holding on tight and
yeah,
looking at how it all goes and blows. There was a very important article that's posted on Rens.com that I found by Russian professor Sergei Karaganov about what's probably going to be Russia's dagger in the heart in this stupid war. He's honorary chairman of Russia's Council on Foreign and Defense Policy, former
right.
Putin advisor.
Right, I talked about
Yeltsin
that yesterday. I talked about it yesterday on the show.
Okay, well then people are briefed on that part. Because Russia just speeded up their delivery of these tactical nuclear weapons to the Belarusians. And the comments you get from Lukashenko is he's probably going to pick Kiev to be that target, and he's going to do it, and he's going to up the ante and see if we are going to either do it or get off the pot. And this is going to be the game buster one way or another. And, you know, this is time to really get down to your faith, get prepared, and be ready for this, because I don't see any happy ending or any way out. There's supposed to have been shots fired on the Polish-Belarusian border. Israel's giving Ukraine tanks. Though those are nasty little things. The banks are putting in withdrawal limits in Australia. They want to put Russians in concentration camps in Europe. So it's obvious we're heading for a big denouement. Australia has done, you know, the ultimate stab in God's creation, and that they're approving mandatory mRNA for all agriculture. So that basically every food source will be polluted. And I expect the devil to do no less, because very, very clearly it seems to me in Leviticus, when God talks about his sanctuary being defiled, that sanctuary, in our understanding for the modern era, should be the DNA. That's the thing that separates us from anything else. That is the substance, the basis of our connection with Source, God, and with his creation for all levels of life. And that this is being tampered with and destroyed by these satanic forces, and the end result is no good for our bodies, our minds, and our souls. And we have to really get in touch with resisting this with everything we've got. Getting your seeds, doing your own, and is a small unit thing, but overall, systemically, this has to be changed or we will perish. And we don't see a happy ending out of this if we don't put this to bed once and for all, and it'll kind of get off. But again, like I mentioned before, God says he paralyzes us in these times. And that's what you were mentioning, too, where you have so many veterans, so many people who know what's going on. And there is a paralysis in action, of course, but there's also a paralysis in many people's minds. I was just shocked that one of those, you know, it hits the fan groups, had a opinion on how many people are completely uninformed about what's going on in the world. And they said it was 99%. So we are a very rare 1%.
Wow.
And the beauty of that is God says he saves the remnant. So be thankful for that, brothers and sisters, because if there's anything that qualifies to be that remnant, it's us. We deserve it. And it is a great gift for us standing firm and believing in our faith and taking it to the very limits of human endurance. And you're getting a big smoke cloud for Canada for your Juneteenth. Supposed to be arriving in New England area on the 9th, on a Saturday.
Is that fire still going on there, George?
Oh, big time. The one in British Columbia is bigger than Vancouver Island, and Vancouver Island is very, very, very large. It is, you know, I look at it as an omen. Like in ancient times, it was very quick for people to say, you got a bad king, you get an omen. And you look at this, fire, it's just like a sign, the smoke signal, the massive smoke signal, that we have an incorrigible, detestable leader managing the farm, and he's taking us to destruction, basically. And people just have to get in with this 1% and quickly.
I know.
Well, hopefully we have a little bit of time.
I know it. And see, the thing is that, you know, you have to remember the end result of what happened toward the end of World War II in Italy, when Mussolini and his girlfriend got the treatment from the crowds who rounded them up and took them out and hung them.
Indeed.
And, yeah. You got the Mussolini
when you are the
treatment.
Most despicable, history's precedent says that's the end result.
That's right. So these people,
the French Revolution.
There, yeah. Oh, yeah.
En masse.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't a tree or a pole that didn't have one.
I know it. Just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time. Okay, yep. Have a good holiday and clean your guns on Juneteenth.
Yeah, there you go. Keep your powder dry, George. Thanks so much. Wow. See, now that's pretty cool when you get calls from north of the border. North of the border. Yeah. Let's see what's going on. Oh, you know what's really funny? Well, first off, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod sailed off the ocean blue. Remember that? Well, Blinken, I call him Blinken because, you know, Winkin, Blinken, and Nod. He wants to go to China to discuss with them, the word discussion is in quotes, on their ability to attack critical infrastructure because it's hard to prevent. So, I mean, can you imagine that conversation? You know, first off, he's got to have a translator. He got to have a translator. How is that going to work? He's going to get over there and he's going to start asking stupid questions like, well, what is it that you guys can do to infiltrate our system? Like, they're going to tell you? What a moron. Man, I knew we had idiots in the administration, but this takes the cake. It's hard to prevent. We told you that our our infrastructure is vulnerable, especially our grid. We even have stories on our email blast, if you would bother to subscribe, maybe you do. And basically, this is under the gardening, farming, and homesteading. We've got two stories, one about a garden gray water system you can use a do-it-yourself with a five-gallon bucket and low-cost parts. This is gray water, wastewater from dishwashing, laundry, bathing, okay? And how to set up a five-gallon bucket with a tap inserted into a commercial drip irrigation system in your raised garden bed, right? And, of course, there's another article in there that I think you really need to be aware of, and it's, are you and your family ready for a power grid failure? Ah, Krieger, you jest. No, I don't. Over the last few years, many of us have focused on the risk of an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, mostly fueled by North Korea's nuclear and ICBM testing. But that may not be the biggest risk our power grid faces, according to Dan Coats, the National Director of Intelligence. According to a recent statement by him, cyber attacks against the grid have become so commonplace now as to have the light flashing red right now. This is just as it was after the 9/11 World Trade Center disaster. The lights are flashing red now. The way that this story is put together, you really need to be aware that this is going to be an issue if you don't have a way to harvest water and other things. You will not be able to survive. This is one of the reasons why we talk about EMP the way we do. Not just to fearmonger, we don't want to do that. We want to inject some common sense into the equation. Former President Trump has now been arraigned, pled not guilty, represented by two lawyers, neither of whom he apparently wants to lead his defense at trial. So what's he been doing? He's been calling several top lawyers in Florida, and they've all declined. Yeah, there's a lot of lawyers that don't want to represent Trump or anybody associated with them. He's going to have a hard time with this. If you don't have good counsel, you're going to have a problem. See, Trump is not the easiest client. He's turned against some of his precious or previous lawyers, and some of his previous lawyers have turned against him. So, you know, when we had John O'Connor on yesterday that was talking all about what he thought that the first 31 counts they were going to toss, but counts 32 through 37 could be very difficult. And we're talking about obstruction charges here that were stacked up because of the lack of or alleged lack of cooperation on the part of Trump and his staff. So this is why he's having a hard time, because people are looking at this going, I don't want to have that case hung around my neck like a millstone. A hospital and doctors in California are facing a new lawsuit from Layla Jane. This is very similar to the Chloe case. They're facing a lawsuit for removing the breasts of a 13-year-old girl after she claimed she was a boy. Yeah. Jane is now 18, says she was influenced by people online when she was just 11, told her parents she was a boy, prompting them to ask for guidance from doctors. And of course, when you go to doctors, this is what happens. Three doctors said Jane was too young for cross-sex hormones. She was eventually referred to several other doctors who prescribed her puberty blockers and hormones, and within 6 months, they removed her breasts. Now she's going after Kaiser Permanente's chain and the doctors in it. A federal judge, by the way, E. Jean Carroll, there she is in the news again. She's got a second defamation trial against President Trump. And the judge, U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan, has set Carroll's civil trial against Trump for January 15th, 2024, right as the campaigns go into full swing. Yep. Now we get to have this. Trump's going to have to be there, which means he's not on the road campaigning. You see, I told you that all of this is, and people are influencing others to do this stuff on all sides. If you can't see that, please try to open your eyes. Yeah. Because, you know, Trump, they're trying to throw him off his political footing. And see, all these other candidates that are jumping in on the equation are watering down the field. First off, we have a problem in the fact that people are putting too much faith in one person thinking he is their savior. They're all sitting around waiting for something to happen instead of doing what they're supposed to do to upright the situation, upright the sinking ship. Patrice in Ohio, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. I really just feel like I can't believe that Thomas Massie voted to let Schiff off the hook.
I know. I can't either. I'm surprised at the whole list of the 20 that did.
No, the 20. Yeah, but he claims that the whole thing was against the 27th Amendment. That's his stance. Well, shouldn't he have been a non-vote and stated why he wasn't going to vote, if that's the case?
He could have. Others did.
I mean, wouldn't that have been the real constitutional proper way to handle that?
Yeah, but see, the thing is when they're doing resolutions are not law. And so this is a problem. Here we have a Congress that is wasting our tax dollars and their time, much ado about nothing, creating political theater. And that's really what's going on here. Yes, shame on those 20 for not censoring Schiff for being such a liar. And that's what he is. But then again, we look at most of Congress and it's like, you know, can we get an honest answer out of anybody with this political theater going on? You can't. No. Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just so disappointed. I mean, so that's just telling you the state of things. People thinking that this Republican Party is going to get you somewhere. You're on drugs.
Yeah. I know. I like those T-shirts that say dare to keep the CIA off drugs. It was just a funny one. Thank you, Patrice, for your call. We got callers stacking up. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, David. A couple things. Biden signed a signed a bill yesterday, anyway, in support of that a Chinese electric battery company to go into Michigan. And Michigan's already going to spend $175 million of their state taxpayer money for that. This is a lithium battery plant up in Michigan.
Yep.
It's going to use twice as much water as that Coke bottling company, anyway, that bottles water. Man, yep. I don't see how they can get this stuff through. And then, we got that that Air Defender going on over there. And I can't imagine what it would be like to be Russia, to have 25 countries having over 250 aircraft in the air, and they're pointing all at Russia, you know? What would you feel like if you were a Russian? There were 10 minutes of striking.
This is why Belarus now has nukes. I mean, George just brought that up on a phone call we just had with him. I brought it up on the show yesterday and pointed out the fact that we are this close to being involved in a nuclear confrontation, and everybody acts like, oh, it's no big deal. Oh, it is a big deal. It is a real big deal, which is why people need to start stocking up on Nuke Protect, because, you know, I mean, the potassium, the iodine, you got to replace the gut. I mean, people are going to suffer because even if it is a limited nuclear strike, the bigger problem is them taking out our whole grid in retaliation. And I mean, it may not just be the United States that gets affected. They might take down the entire grid in Europe. Imagine that, because people over there, I think, are a little less civilized than we are.
Well, they're threatening to make the whole conflict of Europe. Russia is now.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. They will, because of NATO.
Somebody wanted to know a comparison. Why we're calling Ukraine Nazis? And they asked, what's Nazi about them? Well, Nazi about them is they have only one party in the country that's legal. They've burned books. They've banned the Russian language. They banned everything that isn't Ukrainian. And now they're going to draft 12-year-old boys. As of 2 days ago, they signed a law that they're having 12-year-old boys in the military being trained by 16-year-olds with combat experience. Isn't that sweet, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, sacrificing their kids now. This is what it's come to.
Yeah.
Wow. Bummer.
That's just icing on the cake. That's what Hitler did too. He brought in 12-year-old boys. Yeah.
Yep. Put them all in brown shirts and put armbands on them and marched them down the street. Yep. We know.
Yep. God bless you, Dave.
Appreciate that. Have a good weekend, Kevin. A farm in Western Michigan, by the way, has been trafficking foreign workers through the H-2A visa program and forced them to pick blueberries for slave wages. This lawsuit alleges Mexican nationals Luis Guzman Rojas, Feliciano Velasco Rojas, both represented by the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, the Immigration Rights Center, have filed a suit against First Pick Farms after they said they, as well as other foreign H-2A visa workers, were forced to take jobs for 50 cents a pound for blueberries picked. So if you pick 2 pounds of blueberries an hour, you get paid $1. You see, I knew it was just going to come. I knew it was going to happen when all of a sudden these people were going to revolt, because you're not going to get cheap labor. I don't know what these people were thinking. My understanding is they were basically packed up and forced to go work there. And apparently, you know, cat's out of the bag, folks. You're not going to be able to get away with, if you're one of these companies that think you're going to hire slave labor and trafficked. I mean, you're going to face the music. And this is exactly what's happening against First Pick Farms up in Michigan. Speaking of Michigan, Tim's on the phone. What's going on, sir?
Tim in Michigan, where a quarter inch of rain has fallen since May 7th. Where the wind blows coming out of the northeast for over 1 month straight, the wind has been blowing in one direction, which my whole life, the wind has come out of Chicago. Our weather comes out of Chicago my whole life, and suddenly our weather is coming out of Canada. So wow. If you don't think the weather's being messed with and it's pushing all that dirty smoke across one of the most populated states in the country, New York, all that contaminated smoke with the chemtrails, think about what's going on, people. Michigan's crops are suffering. Those blueberries, there won't be much to pick unless they're being irrigated. And if they're being irrigated since May, people, you're going to pay a big price for any fruits coming out of Michigan.
There's just a warning.
And that political theater of Trump, it makes me sick that he even gets any TV time for having those classified documents when we know that the Biden administration, how many thousands of kids have disappeared into that slave labor, which we now know in Grand Rapids, Michigan, had child slave labor.
For sure. All right, appreciate that. We're at the break, Tim. Gotta go. We're going to be back at the top of the hour. Hopefully we can get Christian Elliott on the phone to talk about medicine here. And I've got a couple of things I want to show you in the meantime as well here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
And well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.